You said it yourself. What if it were me?
Ben's blue eyes were intense.
What if this situation were reversed and Vistara's dad was keeping a tight grip on me? A hologram is nice and everything, but you know it doesn't beat actually being with someone. And it's clear they really miss each other.
That much was true. A private conversation would enable her to relay anything she's learned from us, Luke reminded him.
Ben rolled his eyes in exasperation. Dad, let's face facts here. She already has. Otherwise, how would the Sith know about the Jedi going crazy?
Luke glanced at Vistara. He was not expecting a sheepish grin and a nod. Even if their bluff was called, Sith were not likely to simply docilely show their hands. But neither did she make an earnest effort to contradict Ben. She was a smart kid. He didn't reply to Ben, but turned around to the console and unmuted the channel.
Since I am prepared to admit that even Nexu are fond of their cubs, I'll permit you to see Vistara for a brief visit. I will extend my hospitality to both Kais. You'll be permitted to come aboard the Jade Shadow alone and without weapons.
He knew, as he knew Kai knew, that any powerful Force user did not need weapons to pose a deadly threat. But acquiescing would take this arrogant Sith down a notch.
Any hint of treachery from you, and this alliance is dissolved.
Kai frowned. He was clearly struggling to contain his offense.
I would never dream of doing anything to harm a union that my superiors have deemed necessary.
Then if you are truly simply a concerned father anxious to be reunited with his child, I certainly wouldn't stand in the way.
The two regarded each other for a long moment. Out of the corner of his eye, Luke saw Ben and Vistara exchange glances, and the young man stepped closer to her. He seemed to want to put a hand on her shoulder, but stopped just short of making the gesture. Kai was good. He gave away nothing. At last he said,
"Your terms are acceptable."
A short time later, Kai's small, pod-like ship was secured to the docking port of the Jade Shadow. The port was located on the underside of the vessel. Vistara, Ben, and Luke stood awaiting him as he emerged from the connecting tube. Kai was, not unexpectedly, an imposing presence, both physically and in the Force. He was tall, much taller than Luke, and while not bulky, was clearly muscular. Luke guessed he was in his early 40s, but there was no trace of gray in the jet-black hair, and the lines on his face seemed to be either furrows of concentration or laugh lines rather than the marks of age. Kai's belt was empty of weapons, and scans that would detect even the smallest bits of metal on his person had turned up nothing. He paused before stepping fully onto the shadow and spread his hands. They were strong and calloused, with long, clever-looking fingers.
"Saber Gavar Kai," the Sith said, bowing. "Permission to come aboard."
"Permission granted. I am Master Luke Skywalker. This is Ben Skywalker, my son and Jedi Knight. And Vistara, of course." Vistara had locked down her feelings. Save for the brightness of her eyes, she looked composed, almost bored. She bowed, deeply, respectfully.
"Father."
Saber, whatever that meant, Gavar Kai, opened his arms, and Vistara went into them. For a brief moment, they were simply a reunited father and daughter, and Luke felt a brief flicker of embarrassment. It was swiftly quashed. Father and daughter they might be, and Luke was willing to grant that there might even be a familial love between them, but they were still Sith. They probably fought pretty well as a father-child team, just like he and Ben did. Vistara pulled back, keeping her face averted from Luke and Ben until the mask was back in place.
"Thank you for permitting me to see her,"
Kai said, his arm still around his daughter's shoulders.
"Her mother and I have missed her greatly."
That comment raised 100 other questions in Luke's mind, but he didn't think any of them would be answered, at least not honestly.